What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Limited time offering 2 weeks of our exclusive betting splits for free. Just sign up, VSiN.com/splits. It's updated with DraftKings odds every 5 minutes. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can check out future events as well. Limited time offer, VSiN.com/splits. VSiN.com/splits. All right, here we go. So the story so far, the NBA, has been what's happened with the home teams. And going back to the play-in games on Tuesday, home team is one tied in with the NBA as well, but it's 13-1 NBA home teams, 13-1 straight up, and the only loss was what happened with the Pelicans. So 8-0 so far to start the playoffs, and OKC won but didn't cover. They've also been crushing it ATS as well. First game tonight, NBA TV game 2, Cavs Magic. Cavs 5.5, 202.5, 203 now with DraftKings the total. This is going to be ugly 1990s basketball. I don't know where the points are coming from. Orlando gives up 97 points in game 1 and gets routed. In the regular season, they were 21-2 when they held their opponents under 100 points. This is going to be a defensive-minded series. I don't think Orlando can score. And I just think that I don't know where the points are coming from. It's going to be a tough matchup here for Orlando. And Mitchell was great in game 1. And now the adjusted series price, the Cavs are up to 350 at DraftKings.
206, 206 and a half, the total closed game 1. 59 points in the first. You could have gotten up to 213 and a half on the end game live.
Yeah, Cavs.
Never had it shot to get to 206, yeah, right?
I know.
I said to Femi on Saturday during Live Bet, what second game going to come back? How much of an adjustment? He said 202, 202 and a half. He's not far off. Ticked up to 203. He said, can you imagine if this gets to a game 6 or 7? We're looking at mid-190s for a total in this series. I just think the play here is to keep betting it under until they prove you wrong.
Well, I'm like the rest of the fall. I'm with you there. Yeah. I'm with the rest of the fall of the money army. I'm rooting against Cleveland for what they did. I mean, you mentioned you didn't like what VGK did down the stretch and all these bozos with this, you know, the Lakers should lose the Pelicans a play-in game. As Darvin Ham said, you mess with the game, it messes with you. What Cleveland did on the final day of the regular season was a joke and a disgrace. You got 5 centers out there, you punt on the game because you were afraid of the Heat or the Sixers and you didn't want the 2 or the 3 seed. It starts at the top with the organization, and they're dead wrong. It's a loser mentality that you think it's a successful season just if you win a playoff series. Okay, you know, whatever. You're going to be able to beat the Magic, and then you're going to get boat raced by the Celtics. Donovan Mitchell said, I'm about conference finals and finals. Who cares if you win one series? Whoop-de-doo. I hated how they played that and pulled people in that game Sunday and cost us the division ticket as well. And Strew said it afterwards. I wanted to win the game. I wanted to go out there and keep playing. And Charlotte was tanking, by the way, too. And they outscored them 18-2 down the stretch to win. But a good story with Orlando, but they don't have enough offensively. They're number 3 in defense. But the big, you know, today's NBA about the 3-ball. In the regular season, and they split 2-2 head-to-head, Cleveland was plus 15 per game from 3. So that's going to be so hard to overcome. And you saw they started 5 of 5 from 3 in game 1. It's just they're going to get buried from beyond the 3-point line. And Orlando cannot shoot. Shots outside the paint, 28th in the league in the regular season. And, you know, listen, I know Allen said last year the lights were too bright and they got embarrassed in 5 by the Knicks. This is too much for Orlando. And I think experience is big. And I think the Cavs will win this series in 5, even though I want them to lose.
Would you lay a price at the game handicap right now? You can do it.
I'm fine with 350. Yeah. I'm fine with that because this is, you know, I hate. Don't you hate that mentality?
Yeah.
They think it's not the players. It's like upper management and front office that they'll deem this and people trying to keep their jobs a successful season just if they're able to win one series. Because you know what the Celtics will do in round two against them.
The Celtics' path is incredible.
Oh, it
here.
Is.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. I asked DeVello, I go, put it up. When will the first playoff loss happen? It'd be a good prop. Okay, this one's good, though. Sixers and Knicks. Knicks up to 5, 207.5 the total. Knicks win game one. McBride and the bench, the big story, and also the offensive rebounds and second chance points. Now, the Sixers, now that's why that game was so huge Wednesday with the play-in. And Butler got hurt, but assuming that everyone was healthy, because the winner of that game had a path to the conference finals. The loser was looking at an elimination game, and then you're going to get taken out by the Celtics in the 1-8. And that was a playoff, you know, like a game 7 type feel. So the Sixers are 32-9 this year with Embiid, but it comes back to health. And it's a house of cards because he's not 100%. And he's out there, you know, he got hurt after the dunk in game one. But the difference he makes being out there, when you saw in 36 minutes, they were plus 14. In 12 minutes with him off, they were outscored by 21. But it also goes back to, is someone going to show up other than Maxey and Embiid? I mean, Harris is on a milk cart and he's stealing money. And the others played so well for the Knicks. I have to be ecstatic and elated that I go Brunson goes 8 of 26, yet the Knicks still win game one.
I think that talk about path. The winner of this series, I like in the next series, whether it's Milwaukee or Indiana. Okay. In Indiana, I mean,
horrible performance.
I guess that's a great matchup for Milwaukee. If you're going to play a team and you don't have Giannis, you can play a team that doesn't play defense. I mean, and go there. And the people bet, they bet these underdog teams. They bet Phoenix in this series, and they bet Indiana in this series like it was already. And they bet Dallas.
Yes.
Pounding
yes.
Dallas in this series.
Yep.
It's
yep.
really surprising. So, but, and Femi and I talked about this Saturday. I mean, before you put your money on the Sixers, you're like lighting a novena. Because at any moment, Embiid could be done.
Yep.
I mean, he goes out at the end of the first half. You think, is this it?
Doesn't look good.
I mean, it's so tenuous there.
Yeah.
So maybe this is the next shot. And can they give Boston, if they can roll through, can they give Boston a run in the Eastern Finals? But I wouldn't mind Knicks futures to make the finals. Or if you look at their price, what can you get them to win the East? Can you get them at 6-1 still? If you could, it'd be worth it as they make the finals and you monetize your ticket.
Yep. Hart had 22 points and 13 rebounds, hit some huge threes in the fourth quarter. They out-rebounded the Sixers 55-33, 23 offensive rebounds. Second chance points were big. I think five's too much here, though. Although you're thinking is, hey, Brunson was that bad. You got nothing out of DiVincenzo, and you still won and covered in game one, but you're right. I mean, it's just, it doesn't look good for Embiid, who was hurting down the stretch in the regular season. Okay, Lakers and Nuggets. Hello, Los Angeles. We love you. It's a very good Laker team, and I love how they closed the season, especially how good they are offensively, but they can't beat these guys. Denver's beat them 9 in a row, and they played a great first quarter and an excellent first half, but can't get the stops. Bad third quarter. Joker too good. I didn't like Hachimura on Joker. AD did a pretty good job on Joker, but tell the audience what you said during the break.
This team doesn't take a bad shot. If you watch all these NBA teams play, eventually you're going to get these guys that low percentage three-point shooters step into a three because they're open. Somebody's trying to back somebody down in the paint. When Joker, every possession Joker touches the ball, they get a good shot. And it's hard against him because you got to play four good quarters. I do believe the Lakers could beat anybody else in the West.
Yep.
I don't know if they can win a game here. Same as last year. They played them great 3 out of 4 games, even though they got swept.
Sure.
Here they do. They're up 10, they're up 7, they're up 5, and here comes the third. There's going to be one bad quarter in there, and they're done. They can't sustain it for four quarters.
Yep. There was the in terms of a sweep, third lowest combined points with the margin with the Nuggets since 2003. Mm. So they were in all those games, but you're right. Denver's not going to take a bad shot down the stretch, and Joker's so good, and he averaged a triple-double in the conference finals last year. They couldn't slow down Murray. But listen, the last 5 playoff games against Denver, Russell is 3 of 24 from 3. Unplayable. And they ran him off the floor. You couldn't play him last year, and he took 20 shots in game one and killed him and really struggled. So the Lakers – but the other thing, too, is the altitude and that home court advantage. The last 2 years in the playoffs, Denver's 12-1 at home. So if they lose this one tonight, Denver's laying 7.5. 223 the total. Lakers are number three in offense since the break. I like how they're, but it goes back to the luck factor. They happen to be in the 2-7 matchup. How it played out, and Minnesota lost to Phoenix, and Minnesota got the three. If they played Minnesota, I would have picked the Lakers. If they played OKC, I definitely would have picked the Lakers. But, and I also know the thinking that, hey, you're going to play them at some point, and you might as well get them early while LeBron's fresh and you have Anthony Davis, because you don't know what's going to happen the rest of the way. And if we're talking, you know, late May, early June, what these guys look like. So, but if they lose this, that's all she wrote. You're not going to beat this team 4 out of 5 when you've lost to them 9 in a row.
You can't mess around in that 7-8 game and take a shot of not getting in the playoffs. And you're going to blow the gate on 2 home games? You know what I mean? You're at least guaranteed 2 home games against Denver. If not, you can't get a third if you can force 6 games, but... No, you're right about that. That's more atrocious to me if they would have done that than what Cleveland did.
Yes,
take a shot and not even been in the bracket.
I'm with you. Adjusted series prices, Denver minus 650 at DraftKings, Cavs 350. And, you know, the Knicks, by the way, Philly was favored in some spots for a period of time.
Yes, they were.
That was the second time in 25 years a 1 or a 2 seed opened a dog in the first round. Win some, lose some. Coming up next, we recap a wild weekend and some vicious beats along the way.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.